Broadcasting live from the Wake Forest Business Radio X studios in North Carolina, it's time for Carolina Connections, the radio show where business leaders connect.
Hello, this is Anne Revelle-Petcher, your host for Wireless Connections, which is our twice-a-month show brought to you by the Wireless Research Center here in Wake Forest, North Carolina. I want to welcome our guests. We have a nice full house this morning. I'm going to start with Dr. Jerry Hayes, who is the founder of the Wireless Research Center. Hello.
Good morning, Anne.
It's great to have you here. And also from the WRC, as we lovingly call it, Larry Stefan.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Our special guests today are Mayor Vivian Jones, the Honorable Vivian Jones. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you, Anne. I'm glad to be here.
We really appreciate you taking your time out of the office. And you too, Marla, the president of the Wake Forest Chamber of Commerce.
We're excited to be here today.
I'm really excited to talk about commerce in Wake Forest. Get some business going on here. We want to talk in this episode about the Wireless Research Center specifically. I'm often asked, why is Business Radio X in Wake Forest? And I always say, because the Wireless Research Center is here. And then they say, well, why is the Wireless Research Center here? So I'm going to start actually with you, Mayor, if I may. How did this whole idea come to you? How did the idea of having a Wireless Research Center here in Wake Forest become presented to you initially?
Dr. Jerry Hayes came to me and suggested this idea that he had of having a testing facility here in the town of Wake Forest. We're very fortunate that Dr. Hayes lives here and wants to continue to live here. So we were very happy to have him come to us. And I recognized the value of having a world-class facility in our community, not only to provide service to the businesses that we have here, but to bring in other businesses who would need their services. And so we began to seek funding, and the town had a little bit of money that we could help to get this started, and we talked with legislators and other people, and Senator Neil Hunt and Representative Marilyn Avila were very helpful and very supportive of the process. Mm-hmm. And we went to the Golden Leaf Foundation, and they recognized the tremendous value of this facility for the whole state of North Carolina, and so they were they bought into it and,
right.
With funding, and that's kind of in a nutshell how it all got started.
Well, it's already obviously starting to bring lots of business to the region.
Absolutely.
Did you have much, Marla, I'm going to ask you, did you see much in terms of wireless technology here prior to the Wireless Research Center?
Not a lot, no. But I will say that being in the Research Triangle area, we know that it was out there, mm-hmm. and we knew the talent pool was in the region.
Right.
And when Dr. Hayes came to the mayor and said, you know, let's create this facilities, it just made logical sense. The uniqueness of the facilities that I think makes it special for the state of North Carolina and for the nation, for that matter, is that it's a 501c3. It's a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So a startup business that has a techie piece of device that they want to have tested here has the skill sets with the platform behind them, with some PhDs and some with engineers and some technicians that are highly skilled to test their product.
Sure.
And to put it hopefully out on the market. And that's happening. We have those emerging small startups here in the Wireless Center presently. That's very unique. There's test labs all over the United States, but there's not a test lab that is a nonprofit with the quality of staff that is here on site.
And you in the chamber and the city, you're already starting to see a little bit of action, a little bit of vitality coming out of this. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I was saying before we got on the show here that we're getting hits from all over the world now.
That's great.
And we weren't getting that before. And I think it is truly because of the Wireless Center, because worldly the facilities is being used from other countries.
Sure.
So it's putting us on the mark, and it's created a product for us,
mm-hmm.
something that makes us identify what we have to show here in Wake Forest. And this business is special for the state, for the nation, but especially for Wake Forest.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take a few steps back here. Jerry, Larry, tell us a little bit about the founding of the center and also your vision for the future.
Well, the center was based on harnessing the technology that's available in the area in three sectors, telecommunications, defense, and wireless medical, and combining those resources with an economic development mission to promote jobs. That's how we started. We were fortunate for the timing. We were ahead of the game when you hear a lot about the Internet of Things now.
Yeah.
And we started in 2010, so that was 4 years ago that we were really looking forward.
The idea of the Internet of Things was certainly out there, but it wasn't spoken of more generally the way it is now.
That's right. And we provide a means of showing how to do that and showing how from a community sense.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is based on the community, the pool in this area and in the region as well.
Well, and I think one of the emerging markets that's special for the state of North Carolina is the medical. And the facilities here has the capability to test those medical devices that we don't know exists right now.
That's right.
Right. I think that that's something that we in North Carolina are known for is our life sciences. We really, from an economic
Absolutely.
Development perspective, we really own a big chunk of that. And I believe there's a report coming out later this week that's going to show something along the lines of 38% of all of our venture capital investment was all in life science related, and so much of that had a wireless component to it in terms of health management. So a lot of that's being done here. It's important to you to keep it in Wake Forest. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Because not just because it gives you something to hang your hat on, obviously, as the mayor, but because your constituents who live here in Wake Forest get to stay here in Wake Forest. They don't
yes.
have to drive 45 minutes from where, you know, from the Triangle or to get over to Chapel Hill in order to do this kind of work.
Right. You hear the cliche about, you know, having jobs for your young people to take when they grow up so that they don't have to leave town, and we certainly want that. But
mm-hmm.
The jobs that our young people want have to do with technology. And so we want to provide every opportunity that we can for our young people to grow into these jobs.
And to give them something to look forward to right
Absolutely.
At home.
Absolutely.
You don't have to leave home to have a great and exciting job that's going to pay
Exactly.
you well and give you lots of opportunity to think outside the box. Tell us a little bit about the kind of testing. Let's start with the testing part of this. What kind of testing do you do here?
Well, before we go into the testing conversation, I wanted to reflect for a second that this has been several years worth of effort, and even though the Internet things have raised the tide for all of us in the technology space and the wireless space, none of us saw the tide rising, and we're benefiting from that at the moment. But building this enterprise, starting from 10 years ago, and encouraging the community, both locally and statewide, to support this, is unique, and I think the town of Wake Forest should realize that. I've been here about a year, so I'm a newbie. And the inspiration of how this all started about, 2010 through that, should not be understated, that this was not a project that had a clear path to success. And there were plenty of hurdles and plenty of challenges, but those hurdles have been met. So the benefit of all this hard work is being enjoyed by the center now. We are sustaining ourselves in a very positive cash flow manner, which is what the enterprise was all about.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a long-term dependent relationship on anybody but the center. And that's because, and maybe this is a good way to go into the testing services, our testing services are needed. And the testing services we bring to the facility are OTA testing for CTIA testing. We can support certification for FCC testing. We do a variety of network testing that we do with some additional equipment. So our range from a product point of view, we bring not only the testing capability, but also the engineering capability. I think Marla alluded to it before. And it really separates us. So if anybody comes here with a technical challenge, this is not a place where it's a pass or fail relationship. This is a relationship where it's always about passing. And that means that the engineers will get heavily involved and be creative and will bring people from the greater community, whether it's in Raleigh or within the globe, to actually address some of the challenges here that when a company comes in here, that we make sure all companies that come in here with their challenges pass. And that's a different thing that most test facilities do not bring to the table. We do are very proud of the fact that we are coin operated. we do charge a competitive rate and a market rate for our chamber, and people recognize that we are valued at the market rate, and that's important. But we also, we also get calls all the time. What do I do about my problem, and how do you fix it? And that's bigger than just the testing services, and it's bigger than just the center itself, because it does bring in the entire community of the wireless universe as such. And again, I use the expression that we are locally focused, but we are globally recognized. And I think that's what's been achieved by the people at this table over the last 4 years. And more importantly, that's what's the helped brand or improved the brand of Wake Forest. That we have a globally recognized test facility here in Wake Forest that we should be very, very proud of. Sure. And to be fair about it, the best things are yet to come.
Yep.
I mean, the tide is dramatically rising with the technology explosion of wireless devices. This past weekend, a hot new company came into town, and I got three people introducing me to the company that they need to find a wireless center. And the guy, the poor guy, said, I have already heard about it. <That's> I know awesome. About the wireless center. I'll get up there. And it's a really, and it's, I can't talk about the project because it's obviously confidential, but it's a very cool project.
Yeah.
And just so you really know, this is a really fun place to work because we have really, really cool projects being done here. And those of us who don't understand how much fun it is to birth products, invent things, and put an imprint on things that are bigger than us. That's what's being done in the wireless center. So we're putting a great deal of imprint onto things that are locally, regionally, and globally. And that's the benefit of the wireless center, beyond just the discussion of testing per se.
Jerry, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mayor.
Well, I just wanted to say that, when Jerry first came to me and talked about this, I think it has evolved in a very short time into a much bigger thing than even he dreamed, and certainly more than I could ever imagine. And I think it is important to understand that we did have birthing pains. <I'm sure> it's okay to say, oh yeah, all these people supported us. Well, a lot of people supported us with words, but we needed more help than words, and they finally came through. They finally saw the value. But we've all just been amazed as the years, these short years have gone by, at how much bigger this was than we imagined it in the beginning.
So we have a toddler now.
Well, I think we...
I think we're a teenager. We have a preteen.
We have a preteen. Oh, dear. Getting into all sorts of trouble, are you, Jerry? Why don't you tell us, I realize you can't talk about specific names necessarily, especially in the testing end of it, but give us a sense of the kinds of companies that are finding you.
Okay, and many of the companies range. It's as Larry mentioned, it's a very broad, diverse group of customers we have. A lot of them come for our CTIA testing, and CTIA is basically the wireless system for AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and the big carriers. We're a certified over-the-air test facility for that. So that's one of our coin-operated capabilities, is we allow testing for that. And if a device doesn't work, we can connect you with engineers that can help make things work. On the other end, we have some of the researchers at the local universities. And some of the universities across the state and across the nation, we get things flown in. They'll FedEx it in, and we can test antenna types of testing. So we measure that.
Okay, great. So big companies, universities, who else?
Small startups, too. We get a lot of people that come in that have
an idea.
The guy with an idea, that's right.
The gal with the idea.
Sorry about that, the gal with an idea.
Yeah, we need a few more gals in here. So if you're listening and you have an idea, gals, you need to get in here and bend that balance here a little bit.
I mean, just to be clear, I mean, we are supporting Fortune 100 companies and all the way down to a, you know, a top 25 Fortune 100 companies. We support a lot of the projects here that are strong in the clean tech energy space. We will work with antenna panels for radar systems. We will work with Bluetooth devices. We will work with Wi-Fi devices, cellular devices. So, our, you know, if it's a RF challenge or an antenna challenge, we will do it. And from a system point of view, there really is very limited, very few limits to what we can actually address. So our customers are quite a range of customers. And they are coming here because the people that we have here are best of breed.
Mm-hmm.
The equipment we have here is best of breed. And the fact that we are 501(c) is a nonprofit, and we bring this independence. We use the expression we become Switzerland to the analysis, right? So we're not trying to leverage ourselves into their business. We're not necessarily trying to please them from a business point of view. We are there to facilitate them to be successful, to go to that pass mode, like as we said earlier. So I think that's a pretty important distinction between us and a lot of other people out there.
And to add to that, just having your IP stay with the inventor, I think, is so important. And it doesn't stay with the business or an institution. And that sets us apart also.
That's the magic part about being the nonprofit.
Correct.
Are there other magic parts about being a nonprofit?
Well, I don't know if this is a magic part of it, but where we define ourselves and we discuss ourselves with everybody, again, whether it's a Fortune 25 company or a startup, we are a public asset.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are an asset to you, and we become part of your ecosystem of the company. And when you look at us as if this level of expertise is part of your company, so I think, I guess, as part of being a nonprofit 501(c), that is a value proposition that nobody else can bring to the table, again, because there aren't any test centers like ours. So when somebody comes in here, a young startup has a brilliant idea, and we need to put them between the rails, they're looking at us as the experts, and they're trusting us as the experts, and all of a sudden we become an asset to them. And their ability to execute on their mission is improved exponentially.
Right. Well, and you're not nickel and diming them to death. I mean, you're essentially saying, we're here to help you. You don't have to find that additional money for the next thing. I mean, outside of the service, you don't expect a huge ROI from them.
Our focus is helping them grow.
Right? Exactly.
Because when they grow, we all benefit from that.
Right? And as from someone in the public sector, being able to support so wholeheartedly a nonprofit is a lot easier than supporting someone who's in it for profit, because
sure.
Mm-hmm. I can do whatever I want to support the Wireless Research Center without getting criticized from my constituents.
Sure.
because I'm trying to support one business over another.
Mm-hmm.
This is a resource for the community, just like E. Carroll Joyner Park is a resource mm-hmm. for the community.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with our quality of life because it brings business here, and economic development has certainly increased because of this center, and it just is a resource for not just for Wake Forest. I look at it as not just for Wake Forest, but for North Carolina as a whole.
And it's one way that Wake Forest is stepping up to help North Carolina
Absolutely.
As a whole.
Absolutely. And when you think about a little town like Wake Forest.
Right. You're not so little anymore, I have to say. It's no longer a little town.
But people are always amazed when they come here and see the Wireless Center in a community of this size, that we have stepped up and done this.
And they truly are. And I think one of the things that's unique too is, and help me out, Jerry, the Satomo Chamber, there's only how many in the world?
When it was built, there were 3 of them in the world. Now there are 5.
And the little old Wake Forest has one of those 5 big pieces of equipment.
Well, little old Wake Forest is becoming a real powerhouse now.
And I say this lots of times, and I don't want to embarrass Jerry here, but Jerry Hayes is 99% of why this business, this center, is where it is today. We are so fortunate to have someone of his caliber.
That's very true, because when he came to us, I don't think the mayor and I had a clue what he was trying to explain to us for the dream that he had for this facilities, and we just kind of, his enthusiasm and his vision was just beyond comprehension at that time.
Marla, how does this make your job easier?
It does make it a lot easier. It really does, because you know, it's easy to promote something because we have, I say the word product, but in an economic development arena, we always say that you have to have product in your community to mm-hmm. make you stand out or differentiate you from other communities in your area, in your region,
yes.
your state.
Absolutely.
Guess what? We got it. And that's special because of the way the structure is and the startup companies that these guys are creating now mm-hmm. create that buzz out there in my arena with Department of Commerce, with site consultants. It's great now. When we first started the facilities, I had to explain what it was and go through the process with them. Now site consultants call me and say, you know, does the wireless center do this? I'm like, yes, go to the website, check out, you know, call Jerry, call Larry. And they understand the facilities now and are promoting it too.
Mm-hmm.
So we have additional people out there that are going out in the world, literally, and promoting the Wireless Research Center of North Carolina.
That's great.
And on a big picture too, we're finally at a point where we can reach out throughout the state and throughout the region and our effectiveness. Like rural broadband is a huge activity.
Very important.
We got support from the Golden Leaf on a second grant to help that. So bridging that digital divide is going to help us all. And mm-hmm. we're actually showing and demonstrating how you can do that.
How do you feel that the center is impacting other business owners in the area? I mean, I know I'm seeing a lot of people coming up here now for radio shows, and that's just for the radio shows. How about for the rest of the center? There's a lot of people coming through the center. Does this impact the rest of the business in town?
It does. Jerry really captures that a lot, because even we know they go to our restaurants. We know they're staying in our hotels. So that's, you know, that just trickles down, you know, through the rest of commerce.
Mm-hmm. And they're probably feeling a warmer reception if they want to build a growth-oriented business as opposed to a service-oriented like a restaurant or a hotel. But those companies who are thinking, you know, boy, I have an idea for the next big technology breakthrough, I can do it right here.
Absolutely. I know one of the buzzwords out there, but the mayor and I really believe this, is that we do have a creative class here.
Mm-hmm.
This wireless center is a creative class, because she said it earlier, we want to create that job for those kids that are coming out of junior high right now.
Right.
And that job doesn't even exist, probably.
Mm-hmm.
The business doesn't exist. But hopefully with the center here and the growth of our tech and our creative class, we can create that job for them.
Right. So in general, how is your economic development coming here in Wake Forest? How are things over at the Chamber?
Great. You know, a lot of growth in the tech arena,
mm-hmm.
a lot of growth in the creative class. We have retail growth because of the housetops here. This is a great place to work, and our mantra has been live, work, and play.
Right.
I think the missing piece for us a little bit has been the work, but that's going away quickly.
Yeah. It's being filled in.
It's being filled
in.
That
little piece of the puzzle has been found. That's great. What are the new initiatives here within Wake Forest, Mayor, that you can talk about that are helping essentially lifestyle?
Right.
You know, people are going to now start coming here to work. Why do they want to come here to live?
Well, I have been working the last couple of years a lot on cultural resources for
mm-hmm.
the community.
Oh, okay.
We that creative class includes artists and theater and all of that sort of
great.
Stuff. So last year the town bought a facility here that we can use for a performing arts and a meeting venue and theater.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really excited about that. And
that
it
is
has,
great.
It has just been booming.
It's a critical component.
But when you think about the creative class, we're kind of trying to, or I personally am trying to push that to the top of the pile, every opportunity I can,
mm-hmm.
either in cultural resources or business resources, in the creative class, because we have a tremendous group of creative people in the town of Wake Forest.
Well, and it's just so livable here.
Yes, and you know we're trying to do the parks and the greenways and the art and all those things.
Yeah, that's great. Jerry, talk for a minute, if you would, please, about the bigger vision. You know, when you talk about the center, there's the Wake Forest component. There's what we're doing for economic development here. There's the regional component and the whole Research Triangle area. And there's, of course, the state and their whole, you know, change in economic development and the things we can do to impact with that. But you've got an even bigger picture. So you've got the whole global client picture. How's that all come together, and where's your vision going?
Well, the vision keeps evolving as it keeps expanding. But on a big picture level, it's a really small world. I mean, looking at Wake Forest as a really great community, expanding that globally, it's really a global community as well. Having that attention and that focus here helps us all grow. We work closely with the universities and, you know, STEM on the high school level.
Oh, good,
you know,
good.
We're reaching out to that.
Good.
We've had a few tours through the center of local middle school students coming in.
Excellent.
Again, exposing that technology, challenging them to innovate and to think. You know, it's great to hear when you hear high school seniors are thinking about patenting something or developing an idea.
That's fabulous that they're even thinking that way.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so it's contagious.
Yeah. You know, so. Well, and you at the center, you've really become the guys you go to when you need to put it all together, when you need to get a little piece from over here and a little piece from over there. And you need the engineer with the device concept, and you need the software engineer to make the app work, and you need the radio tester over here to do that. You guys are the ones who can pull all those people together.
Yeah. Like today, for example, I got a call from Syracuse, New York, because they had
Go Orange.
Right. they have a Bluetooth and Wi-Fi device for a very, very respectable company up in Syracuse. And they've been left in a quandary. And how do they get that product to market, and how do they finish the certification? Because they have to change the antenna out. And the only place, it was a relationship built or introduced to us through a large national distributor. And the only place they were able to come to and ask that question, and where do we go, is a wireless center in Wake Forest. They said they have absolutely no other place to go. They go back to the manufacturer, and they know they become one of many.
Right.
And they've come to us before, and they know that the level of service is incredibly high. So, again, we're always trying to make people successful, and we're always trying to make sure that this moves forward. And I think that's a different level of service. So they've come to us, and we get those phone calls all the time, you know. And talking about the impact of Wake Forest, last week we had a very, very cool startup out of New York City. I was here. I can't tell you more than that, but otherwise Jerry will whack me here.
welcome
home. It's really cool, by the way, and will be impactful. That's how cool it is, and that's how lucky we ought to be working here at the Wireless Center. And, you know, the previous weeks we had people from the West Coast coming in here and people from Australia coming in here. So we have everybody coming in here and discovering Wake Forest, but also discovering the community of the Wireless Center. And it's a big community. It's not only a community is about a task A to task B, but it's a big community in terms of how we can influence and affect change and create impactful technologies and things that we'll be seeing in the future in our own lives. So
Right. It's
kind of a cool environment.
It's very relationship driven. It seems to me as though once you invest in one organization or one startup or one idea, you have a broader reach into all of those organizations and all the people that they touch.
Yeah. So we, you know, for example, we have a project with Arizona State University that came to us because of the chamber and the staff that we had here.
That's great.
And they introduced us to a startup that is going, you know, maybe be very impactful as well.
Right.
And so all the stuff we're working on is a combination of bleeding edge and leading edge technology. You know, we always get nervous about bleeding edge technology because we all get cut by that, and there's always a lot of danger in trying to get too far out ahead of your skis, and we don't have the most of our projects don't have the funding that an Apple or someone like that would have. So there was always a lot of projects that we see are kind of very, very creative, but not quite, pretty inventive in terms of what the product will finally be.
So what if there's people out there listening right now who say, you know, I don't have an idea and I don't want to start a company and I don't work for Motorola, and yet I want to be involved. I want to support this. How can someone help support the Wireless Research Center and its mission?
Well, one way is to get the word out, get the message about who we are and what we can offer.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they could also, if they know of a company out there that could use the services, that they need to call us or email us or whatever. But also that, like Jerry said, they get the word out. We're always looking for funding if we're for some of our smart startups. So if there's a venture capitalist out there that has got some, we've got some great startups here that just, they want to get their product to, you know, build it, and they just don't have enough cash flow to get started.
But I would assume that as a nonprofit, you also accept donations to the center itself.
That's correct. We always accept donations.
So if you really want to get in there and help bring it to pass, then you can participate that way. Well, I really want to thank our first show's guests. If there's anything that I have missed out talking about that you want to get your word in, now's your time. But I would like to go around and just give you an opportunity to let the audience know how to reach you. So how would they reach the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, they can call 919-556-1519, or my email is marla@wakeforestchamber.org. And I will say this to close. The uniqueness of the staff here separates this facility from any other one that I've ever worked with in my career in economic development. It's because of something you said earlier, Anne, with relationships. These guys on the staff here, they're scientists and engineers, but they have a human side to them, mm-hmm. and they have a relation-building aspect. And sometimes engineers and that doesn't go hand in hand. And that makes this place special, because they do understand that to create growth of companies, they have to have a human element to mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to thank the city for its involvement, too. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you. I appreciate being able to be here and talk about the center and how important it is to the town. You may reach me at mayor@wakeforestnc.gov. And I have several phone numbers. You can find them on the website.
Excellent. And gentlemen, how do we get in touch with the Wireless Research Center?
Our website is the wirelesscenter-nc.org, and our emails, both Jerry's and mine, are on the about page of the Wireless Center. So you can look up our bio and see our lovely photographs, and below that is our email address. We also have a Twitter handle, right? So WRC_NC
exactly.
is our Twitter handle, so you can always reach us on that, and we try to keep as current as possible. And we have a LinkedIn page on the Wireless Center.
Super.
So there's several ways to reach us.
Great.
So I heavily engage with social media and with the traditional website.
Great. And Jerry, I understand that later this week, you're doing a webinar for people who are developing medical devices. Is that correct?
That's correct. On Thursday, it'll mm-hmm. be a webinar with the U.S. Department of Commerce. And the focus is on developing wireless medical devices with an emphasis on regulatory on the wireless side.
For all sorts of different countries, not
That's
just
correct.
The U.S.
Yeah, that's correct. It's globally. Global.
It's yep. all about the developing for the whole world.
That's right. That's
all right.
Right.
Well, this has been a great show. We're actually going to be doing this every other week, two times a month, and it'll be a Wireless Research Center show where they have their opportunity to bring some of the people in who are doing really interesting things, either from an economic development perspective or from a wireless technology perspective. So definitely join us in a couple more weeks. And between now and then, this is Anne, and the producer of today's show was Angie Hand. I want to thank you and see you next time on Wireless Connections.